Alright, how you feeling?
Give me a time.
7:35.
Alright, I call this meeting the Ziffer Independent School District order. Let the record show that four members are present. This meeting is due to be called in accordance with the Texas Open Meetings Act 551. Roll call, please.
John Rockefeller.
Here.
Reed Hood.
Here.
Corey McLean. Joe Thomas.
Here.
John Moody.
Here.
April Reedy.
Here.
Janet Cross is here.
Janet, would you like?
Precious Father, Lord, we just thank you for the gathering here, Father. We just thank you for this day, and we thank you for the this community that we live in. Father, we just thank you for freedom as we think about Charlie Kirk and his family and fighting for our freedom, fighting for your kingdom, Lord. And we just thank you for the freedom that we get to live in every day. Father, we ask that you would speak to us, Lord, as we conduct business and carry out the duties, Lord, of the position you called us to. Father, we ask for your protection and for you to put your angels in charge of over our kids and bless the people that we have in this community, Lord. We're so thankful. We're blessed, Lord, because this is a very special place. And we ask that you would just guide us and just bring us through another good year. We thank you and we love you and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. No public comments. Consider approval for the minutes of the regular board meeting held on August 28th of 25 and the special board meeting held on August 28th of 25.
No one showed up for a tax meeting.
I'll make a motion. Y'all are ready.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by Reed to approve the minutes as.
Hey, one of these is wrong because I wasn't there for that text meeting.
The first one?
That'd be the one.
28.
On Thursday. When was that?
No, yeah, they got you absent. That's the
yeah,
got you absent on the 28th.
Yeah, that was the tax one, the 28th.
Yes, yeah, it shows you absent.
I was here and you were not.
Oh, absent.
And I was absent.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
All right, we got a motion made by John and a second by Reed to approve the minutes as from the August 18th and August 28th board meeting as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed? Pay bills.
That guy do to the five buses for only $600.
Change the oil on them. Oh. We buy all the filters and the oil and everything else.
He just services them.
Yeah. Still a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
Having to drive them up and back.
I just paid Benny $1,400 for one trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had to wait this time for one, didn't he? He had to wait for something. One of them was on a track meter or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I think we'd go to a volleyball tournament and cross country meet on the day he did them, and I forgot we were leaving, so he had to wait a little bit before we get back.
What in the world is that THU electric for?
I
Those are awful small. It's on the first page. 7806 and 1569. Is that just for some small property somewhere or something?
We did have some for the tabernacle.
Okay. That's what I figured that'd be like the 1569.
What's this membership application? University of Texas, I guess.
So we're doing that course called On-Ramps that Mr. Fisher's doing. Kind of an audio-visual course. He had to actually take courses in the summer. We paid for it. Was it like $500?
$2,500. This says application. Membership application, $2,500.
What check number was that?
Shoot. 216 is the last three. It's like the next to the last page.
Oh, that is, okay. That's a different universe. That is UIL. That's what we pay to be a part of the UIL and all the sports. So they do a little survey and they say what sports are you going to participate in. The annual fee of the UIL. They get one from every district in the state of Texas.
Oh, okay.
And everybody's fee is a little different depending on what you participate in.
Okay, just
that
TXU,
there was
a 155.62% credit. 7806 charge.
Does it show the location?
That's all I'm looking for, isn't it?
A lot of times you've
got
to
do it. And then the 1569. Oh, hang on. Oh, that's the service address. 11625 County Road 281. GRDL2.
This is 281. That's a tabernacle, C-T-A-B-N-C.
Yeah, what is that?
That's 1569.
Here, type in the address.
Yeah. 1569 County Road 281.
But it says GRDL2.
That's not enough numbers for out here, though.
No, it's still the school address, one, yeah. But then it says GRDL2. Only way you can figure out, you take that meter ID and go start looking on poles with the meter ID and see what the meter is.
It just seemed really low to me, so.
Yeah.
Even with the credit of $155, I mean, normally our bills are outrageous.
Yeah, what's the address for the football field?
Meter on the old football field down there?
But it's the meter, the football address is on that direct energy bill.
It says unmetered.
So like we're all on direct energy. That's why I know the tabernacle one's correct.
Unmetered lighting.
Oh, that's our lights.
Oh, out at the football field?
This is the guard lights.
It's the
guard, okay.
Parking lot.
GRD.
Yep.
Okay. Guard lights.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why they didn't put them on.
The regular bill?
Yeah.
Well, we don't pay them, but every, like, 6 months or something, don't we?
Yeah, it's super cheap.
Okay.
$50 or something for.
I just thought it was awful low. I was like.
I did too.
Didn't make any sense to me.
I
so.
Just didn't remember TXU bill other than the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just because that's kind of something the school's always done.
Well, that's probably the only second one you've gotten, probably.
I don't remember one. That's why I've been looking for one. I never saw one. I thought it was just roped into our direct energy bill. Still pretty cheap to have that many lights. It's not bad.
Thank you.
No problem.
Spinning.
That's not working.
I'm good.
I'll make one of those already.
I'll second.
Yeah, wait on him. Come on. He's still looking.
Yep.
I got a motion made by Deanna and a second by April to pay the bill starting out with check number 11138, ending with 11226 with no voids. Is that right?
111226. You said two ones.
Oh, I thought.
Or is it just?
No, it's 011226.
Okay. So let me change this other one to a zero. You got an extra one on there. Okay, you have to leave that one. Okay, there you go. All right.
All those in favor? All those opposed?
All right.
All right, consider transfers for 25-26 school year. Go ahead.
No, nothing yet.
Okay. No action taken. Consider board report.
It's hurting. I think it'd be hard for it to be bad.
Right.
So it's one of those deals you can kind of get. But once you get to October, November, you'll have a lot of things going on.
Make a motion to accept the board report.
Second.
Got a motion made by John and a second by Joe to approve the board report as presented. All those in favor?
Mm-hmm.
All those opposed? All right, consider board policy EFB local, FD local, FM local, DEC local, and FNIC local. That's a mouthful.
So they're going to have to do with the stuff that came through legislature, like the cell phone bill came through, said no cell phones. This policy is going to match what we've implemented with the kids. Library stuff's in there. Talked about libraries. I gave that to Felicia. She made sure it's going to get implemented.
I don't like the library one.
Absences.
The,
do not.
Oh, what about it?
Not the district. The board accepts all.
Oh.
Donated books or has to approve all the books. Yeah, it runs, it falls on the board rather than the district.
Yeah.
How are we going to make them make all the titles available? Are we going to just have a?
Felicia said there's a way, if somebody wanted to, they could go in and look at them right now. I don't know. She said it's some kind of online access. If somebody requested it, they could see.
So it's in our system.
Mm-hmm.
All the books are in our system.
She's got
and
a
then
system
they could
called Destiny Library, and she said you can, people can get in if they want to and look at it, but nobody's ever asked. But if they ever asked, they can.
That's how we're going to allow them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering how that was going to work. It says that allow them accessibility to it. And I was like, does that mean they come in and walk through the library, you know?
She digitally puts them all in, and you know, used to when we were younger, they had the card catalogs where you had the little index card and stuff, and now it's actually in a computer and you scan them in there.
Barcode.
So you could get access to it online and look at it if you want. So if anybody ever requests it, let them look at it. So.
You don't even check books out anymore? You just scan a code?
Well, you check them out.
You check them out, but instead of the library card, it's just the barcode. It just has a little gun.
And like Felicia emailed us this 6 weeks and said, hey, here's books that have been, that haven't been returned. Here's a list of the kids. Let them know. And so it's pretty easy. You keep keep up with it pretty quick.
And that kind of system's been around for several years.
And it'll do the accelerated reader where people want to get points. They can go in and read a book and then take a test and see if they've got points to do the AR stuff.
This is put in there like two or three different places. Takes out the district.
And no more card catalogs.
There was one policy I had in there to look at. It had to do with the bereavement policy, because I've had people that lost it. And then I got to looking, I'm like, we don't have it in our policy to where you could have 5 days, basically up to 5 days.
Bereavement leave.
Without using your leave, or?
Yes.
That's the way it reads, without using your days.
Okay. So it depends. If y'all want them to use your leave, that's fine, or if you want to give them 5 days. Because it specifically says it's like a parent-in-law.
Immediate household, immediate family, and I didn't find that definition. What is that definition?
So let me see your policy now. Let me see if I can find it.
Which one was it?
Then 1 degree of sanguinity or.
Leaves and absences.
What's that term?
So on the first page, it says immediate family.
I don't know.
And it'll give you numbers. It says spouse, son or daughter, including biological, adopted or foster. Parent, step-parent, parent-in-law,
okay.
Sibling, step-sibling, sibling-in-law, grandparent, grandchild, or any person residing in an employee's household at the time of illness or death.
Okay. I was just wondering what that was.
It kind of gives you some specifics that we can go by so that we're not playing. And it says you can do up to 5 days, up to twice a year.
Twice a year,
yeah,
right.
Like if somebody had unfortunate circumstances, they had three. There's nothing to do about it. But
they can use their days. They just won't get the 5 days bereavement.
I've had several in the last, starting with April last year to now, that have had stuff that probably would fall underneath that we need to make approve if y'all are good with approving it.
You got a sheriff's office. You get 3 days. I think a couple times a year, too.
Most people don't do more than three of them, because most of the time you're going to go to the funeral home, make arrangements, you're going to be out for something, and you got the funeral, and then most people try to come back, just get rolling. Most of the time.
But like ours.
But if you have to travel,
yeah,
5 days is nice.
Yeah, right. If they're out of state or something.
Yeah.
So I'd rather do the 5 days without them missing the.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we're good with it. I was going to implement that with somebody, but I didn't want to do it without y'all's approval. So that's what I wanted to do.
All right. I like it.
The rest of them are pretty straightforward. I mean, you can look at them.
What was the questions about? It was about the cell phones, but it was in one of the emails or something like that.
Oh, it was like a survey?
No, it was conversation between you and whoever the emails came from or something like that. Or it said something about,
I think it was about the bereavement, wasn't it?
Not taking them off.
Yes.
Not taking the cell phones off of their person.
Oh, yeah.
If they're not utilizing it, is what the policy says, but it doesn't say they can't have it. That was on an email part of one of those.
So what we've told them is you can't utilize it. It's got to be your backpack or turned off or whatever. But it can be on you.
Okay.
That's what we've told them.
Yeah, I don't know if that person was just bringing that out to make sure that you knew what your own policy was, that you're not taking them up or you're not doing anything.
So that cell phone policy was a brand new one. It's the one that page it was like 100% blue. But we had to do a survey in the summer, so I was assuming that thing fit what I told her we wanted to do.
Personal telecommunications.
It just says it'll store any personal communication in accordance with administrative regulations. So that kind of leaves it at Coach Wall's discretion as, hey, you need to tell them out of sight, out of mind, in your backpack, turn it off, whatever, and that's kind of what he did. So that is what he did. I think TA, I got a grant, a deal with a survey, because the state gave $20 million to put out for grants for people to have stuff where kids, you can create storage devices like those little pouches and stuff that schools can buy them and not have to pay for them. And so I don't know if they'll do that. I kind of like the thing we have right now, because I think it's easier than the storage device. I don't know that I would want to do the storage device. I mean, I've only had one or two issues, period, with it. The kids have done really well with it. So until it becomes a problem, I don't think I would sports that issue. Hey, everybody come to the office, put it in the couch, do this. I think that becomes more of a headache than the current.
But it sounds like across the state, it has been a million times better.
It's good.
Like, the policy's actually, I mean, everybody's going with it, and there's not a lot of fighting it. And
well, I've seen where I've looked at teachers, you know, conversations that they're actually seeing kids look eye to eye in conversation. And that's been huge. Mm-hmm. They won't look anyone in the eye. And so even if it's just like in free time, you know, they got a Uno, you know, so like they're playing Uno, that just, you know, it's much better than just getting on the Chromebook or get phone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was easier on all the schools because everybody in the state's doing it and they're not looking over the fence down the road going,
exactly.
They can do that over here, they can do that over here. And so it's easier because it's statewide and everybody's doing the same thing and everybody's not looking over the fence. Just like just pull somebody over and go, hey, well, they're going 80. You know, everybody's doing it on the same page. Mm-hmm. It makes a big difference.
I make a motion.
I second it.
Got a motion made by Janet and a second by John to approve the board policies. Policy EFB local, FD local, FM local, DEC local, and FNCE local as presented. All those in favor? All those opposed?
You did so well with that.
Yeah, I'm proud of
that.
I got a good night's sleep. All right, discuss safety and security.
So Wade, he's getting his cricket stuff, but he's putting numbers on the inside and out. We had them outside, but they want them inside too. And so we did that. We put security film on everything that didn't have security film. There was a few of these doors we had installed that didn't have it. We had that put in over the summer. We put the peepholes in so you could see out of doors that didn't have a window in them.
Mm-hmm.
And put up the gate. Wade's uploaded all of our stuff into Sentinel, which is what the governor put in there for us to communicate with him on what we're doing security-wise. He's updated all that, put it in there. So in October, there's a guy coming out that's going to review all of our materials with us and see if we're on par with what he thinks we should have. So we're supposed to have a lockdown drill today. Scotty ended up being sick, so we postponed it because we wanted him here. And so we'll do it probably next week. But we got a schedule of all of our stuff we're going to do, the different drills throughout the year.
Is this guy from the state or something? Where is this guy coming from?
This guy's works for TEA. He's a retired superintendent, and this is his job now. He goes around, and he makes sure that you have all the documents.
Is it like an audit type thing?
Yeah. And they've got a huge list in there. No, it's Mr. Butts from, he was at Ballinger. Real nice, but we had a few things we needed to work on, so we got them fixed, and I think we're ready for it. So,
are those door numbers? Is that
yes.
What that is?
Yep.
So every door is going to have a number, but you're also going to have a room number.
Every outside door will have a number.
Every outside door.
Every inside door will have a room number lettered in the room number.
Okay.
And so it was really kind of, it's probably a good idea. We always had them outside, but how many times do you look at it and not know that's door number 31?
Right.
And so you get in the mode, and you're like, hey, there's, you know, if you had to communicate from outside, inside to out, you know that door 31.
Yeah.
Just like those numbers there.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens, how do you get that information to law enforcement or first responders?
Our app has but if I were to start an emergency, once I start the emergency, there's a timeline feed on there, and you can actually post and communicate, and it connects all the teachers and me and everybody all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were in a room and you wanted to get something out, you could. And their deal is you get in there, you hit a button, and you say, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. I have everyone.
Okay.
And then
where the rooms and the doors are?
Yes. Yeah, well, we just know where they're at, but
I know y'all do it. The law enforcement would need to.
They would, but we have maps, and they're supposed to have all the maps.
Okay.
And then we got our Knox box over here on the outside with our keys, to where they can pull up right here in this little parking lot right there, go to that Knox box, get the keys, and take off.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be kind of the rendezvous point. It's kind of a place you come.
Is there maps in there of the campus as well?
That little box is...
Little box, okay.
Our guys are supposed to have them. I saw them in I've had them in my box, so if they put them in my box...
Maps or keys?
Maps. They should be in everybody else's, too.
I think they do. Wade's pretty...
They give it to us on digitally, so if we have our laptop, we have them. So, but it's one of those things.
I think the main thing is that we have the buildings labeled, which we did that a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to go to Building G, Building A, Building B, whatever, and then we can get to that. Once we get to there, then we just really start working the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, the problem is you just go through so many days. I never technically look at doors and go, oh, that's room number 125, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you kind of need to familiarize yourself a little bit. But no, we got another 3-year. We're going to have 2 security audits this year. That one from TEA, and then one that's just supposed to be kind of a self-audit that the service center does with us. So, and when they come out, they don't say anything or do anything. They just kind of go check doors and walk around, see if you get noticed, kind of an informal audit.
Right. Is our checking in for people coming on campus, is that still working pretty good?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, and I mean, that's one of the reasons we try to keep everything here kind of clear, mm-hmm. so that if somebody pulls up, I mean, just like yesterday, somebody pulled up and there was a vehicle, and I was like, I didn't know who it was, so I went over there and talked to them and said, hey, you know, do you need something? Well, I'm looking for the office. Okay, you need to come over here, and they went over there, because a lot of people come in the first building they see, who wouldn't think that's in the big, nice gym that's 2011 right. versus the 1942 Rock building.
Right.
So, it happens all the time. No, it's been good. Scotty caught a few doors we had a few issues with. We got this. He does his door checks every week. We fix the doors. I mean,
does that guy actually go anywhere else? Yes. Like he's here all the time.
Well,
it does feel like it. Doesn't.
I see him. It seems like every day.
Blanket dropped it. So it was 4 of us.
Yeah.
Oh.
So when
I didn't know that.
Blanket dropped them. Now he's sharing between us, Brooke Smith, and
May.
May. So he comes here more often, like 2 times a week every now and then instead of 1.
Okay. So. Yeah, because I was thinking the same thing. Seems like he's always here. And we're probably the closest.
He's always out there talking to everybody when they're picking up in the evenings.
Yeah.
We're probably...
He's pretty good about in the morning. He'll go visit with everybody and stay out front. And then he does his door checks. And then he comes out in the afternoon and does his stuff. So, it's more just having presence, I think, is positive. So. But no, that's why he's here. He is here more.
It seems like we're getting better into this.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Works for us.
All right. Anything else?
No, sir. I think that's it. Pretty much I've got questions.
All right. Discuss personnel. Do we have anything on personnel?
No, I do not.
No? All right. Future business.
I got safeties. No, security plan, district improvement plan, and transfers.
All right.
I thought we settled him down there.
Mm-hmm. He's doing good. He's got that stop in order.
I need to get his number.
Is that the new hack guy?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Is that the hack? Yeah, I need his number too. I need something built for me.
All right.
I'll make a motion.
Got a motion made by Joe and a second by Reed. To adjourn, all those favor.
Yeah.